Hello, you're listening to the KGFC Festival Talks podcast. I'm your host, Craig Horsley, and we're coming to you from the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema. We've been running since August 3rd, and we continue until August 12th, and we have been screening the films at the UA Midway in Forest Hills, that's on Queens Boulevard and Continental Avenue, and also at the Queens Museum, located in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, home of the 1965 World's Fair, and still standing the iconic Unisphere. Today, we are talking with the writer and director of a wonderful comedy called Chasing Sunshine, and one of their stars, his name is Darren Coyle, and one of their stars, Trevor Penick. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you so much.
I don't usually talk about the film. I let the filmmaker do all the talking because I don't want to spoil any of the surprises that may occur.
Sure. So. Well, Chasing Sunshine, just to kind of give you in a nutshell, Chasing Sunshine is an odd couple buddy road trip movie where we follow two characters, Jack and Darcy, as they drive around the San Fernando Valley on a scavenger hunt. And that's it in a nutshell without kind of giving away too much.
I mean, there's more to it because the chemistry between these two people is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Trevor, you're one of the stars, and then the other, the actress is Cassie
Thornton.
Had you met before? Because you were terrific together.
We had not met, no. The first time we met, we actually went and had a lunch. I met Darren and Cassie at the same time, and yeah, just, I don't know, we vibed out really well, and then we started reading the scenes together. She was very easy to work with, and yeah.
I will say this, Cassie was part of the project before Trevor, so Cassie had already kind of basically had the job. She's a producer on the project as well, so like, she and I were basically producing partners on it from the get-go, and then when we met Trevor, he seemed great and all that, but I was like, you know what? I need to see these guys both on screen together and just see what's going on. And so they did a screen test. And right when I saw the screen test, that's when I knew. I was like, okay, not only is Trevor up to snuff, but these guys have really good chemistry together. And I was like, this is going to work out just fine.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Also, Trevor was off book for his screen test. I don't know if you know what that means. That means he had memorized his lines for the screen test, which
Does that not always happen? Oh, well, great.
It was unusual for me. I took note of it.
Are you a theatrical actor before films?
I've done a few films. I'm more in music, but I majored in theater in college. Sure. And so I just like to be prepared.
Right.
That's, you know, preparation. It's like Peyton Manning.
And they were easy lines to, because they were so witty. They were really.
Thank you.
It's credit to the screenwriter. So tell
Absolutely.
Me, what was the inspiration for this film?
All right. So the inspiration for this film was, I've made a bunch of short films, and I got to the point where I really wanted to make the step into making a feature film. But I didn't have any money, but I had resources. I had my own brains. I had friends, you know, and like, I had my wits about me. And so I wanted to be able to make it. So I didn't want to like write a script that was going to require a, you know, $100 million budget. I wrote a script that I knew that we could make that was going to be about people and about relationships. And that was going to be our special sauce. That was going to be our special effects, if you will. So we weren't going to spend millions of dollars on, you know, car chases and whatever. We're going to spend a lot less than that, but a more enriched film because it's going to be about the people in it. And I thought, well, the best way to do that is to put two strangers together in a car and shake it up and see what happens.
But there were so many scenes in it. It couldn't have been, I mean, I know you had a budget. Yeah. But the fact that there were so many different locations, was that expected? Did that add to the cost?
Well, that's a very good question. I wrote it. I wrote it to take place in locations that I knew we could shoot at for free.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, we basically shot, I'm pretty sure all of our locations were free. Because they were in, you know, in public places.
Right.
Or my apartment, or a friend's house, or something like that.
Which was tough for sound, though.
Yes, created tougher sound.
You know,
right.
We're not shutting down places and being like, everyone quiet. It's like, oh, this car drives by and honks his horn, and we're like, oh, well, got to do it again.
Yeah, and lighting and things like that, I guess, and stuff. So
yep, we did it mostly with daylight.
Which was great.
To kind of make that easier.
So how long was the shoot with all these different locations?
It ended up being just 9 days.
Okay.
We had 8 days of principal photography and then 1 day of pickups. So 9 days in total. Okay.
And so you wrote the script, and then you directed it.
Yes.
Any changes in the script during the direction?
Yes, actually, from the first day I showed the original draft of the script to Cassie, until we shot, which was like a year later, there were 9 drafts. So what we shot was the 9th draft. And,
I didn't see all 9 of those.
No,
did I?
No, okay. No. I don't think you.
I came in probably like
six or seven.
Okay,
yeah. There were some tweaks, like on set, but they usually came from the actors who were like, "Hey, I don't know if I would say it like that, or I think I want to improvise a little bit here." Cassie and Trevor are both very funny people, and so if they came up with a little something here or there, and I feel like it worked, then we just went with it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen all the time. But it
happened. No,
when it happened and it worked. Sorry. When it happened and it worked. When it happened and it worked, then it was great and I just left it in.
So you've worked in television before films. What's the difference between doing something on TV and writing and directing your own film?
When you do your own projects that came from your own brain and whatever, maybe you're a little more invested in it, but also like when things go wrong, you can maybe you take it a little personally or something. I don't know.
I think you're obviously just way more connected to something that is yours, just out of the gates. Including like for me, I'm in music, so it's like if I'm doing a song or something that someone sent us or it's a song that I wrote. It just, you know, you just feel way more connection to it. And it's like, I don't know about directing a film, because I've never done that. But when you write a script, I can only imagine, it's like, I mean, you have a certain way that you want it to look and see. And it's just like, no, that's not right. That's not how I see it. You know, it's got to be like a...
I did my best to keep
inner
it casual.
Battle. You did great.
You did great. No,
you
know. So
you did great. It's very easy to work with.
So there were 2 main characters, played by Cassie and Trevor. The city seemed to me like another character, and 1 major character was the music. I just loved the a cappella music.
Yes.
All Darren's idea.
Yeah.
His old buddies.
That was an idea. I'm glad you say that the city was a character, because I really wanted it to be. And then the music being a character, that's not something I necessarily thought of as like a separate entity, but that's great. I was in an a cappella group like 20 years ago called the Hyena Sound out in Cape Cod. And there's the group has been going ever since. So there's a lot of alumni from the group now out in the real world. And there's a group called Fire Drill that's basically alumni of that group. And they get together to sing, you know, for events here and there. But they also have real lives. They're married with kids and whatever. And at one point I was like, we should do an a cappella soundtrack. Like, not even like singing with words. I mean like the score. Like the background score that people sometimes don't even pay attention to. I thought it would be unique, and I also thought it would be like something a little quirky and a little offbeat that would really kind of match the tone of the film. And I'd like to think that we got there.
Absolutely.
Well, throughout
as a musician, what do you think?
I love it. When you first told me the idea for the a cappella, I was like, okay, that's different. I didn't know how it was going to be, but then as it came in and like you said, it really fit with what the film is. It made it great.
I've had people who are close to me, who I trust, who were like, when it finally came out, they were like, Oh, thank God that worked. Because when you told me about that idea initially, I thought you were crazy. And I thought it was never going to work. And I was like, why didn't you tell me that months ago before we got into this? And they were like, well, it was your movie, so I didn't want to tell you what to do.
Well, good thing they didn't, or you might not have done it, right? Yeah. I mean, throughout the entire, every time there was a change of scene, they had this a cappella group, which I thought was the Manhattan Transfer. They were that good.
Oh.
And so I couldn't wait till the end to see who the actual people were.
Yeah.
So what are their names one more time?
The name of the group is Fire Drill.
Okay.
And you can see the behind the scenes of the recording of the soundtrack. It's online. I can be sure that the festival has the link to it.
And okay,
they
can great.
Put it on the page or whatever.
So your first feature film.
Yeah.
You've been in another festival before.
Correct.
And this is a big screen. This is a great screen that you're going to be shown on today.
Yes.
How excited are you to see your film on the big screen?
I'm very excited to see it. And what's more, I think it's going to be a great audience because Trevor's got a bunch of O-Town fans coming
yeah,
to this.
It should be fun, yeah.
I think it's going to be more like the Trevor Show.
No, I'm so nervous.
So, Trevor, you're from New York then? Or?
I'm from L.A. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of people coming to the screen?
Yeah. I'm in a music group.
Okay.
And so a lot of our fans are in the Northeast. So they love us and they support what we do. So there, a lot of people
They're
are going to come.
Supportive. They were actually very supportive throughout the crowdfunding campaign and throughout everything. They've been awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's exciting. I guess I get really nervous. I've never done this before. So
done.
You've never done
this,
what?
I've never been to a festival and like seeing my movie like play at a festival.
Oh,
but you've been in movies before.
Yeah, I've been in a couple. I've never been a star either.
But in a big screen, you've been on this big screen.
Yeah, I've been on a big screen.
So you've seen your face.
I've seen myself. Yeah, but that was only for one scene, 2 minutes.
Yeah,
this is like the whole movie. And
Trevor was like during the editing process. At one point, I was like, "So Trevor, did you watch it? What did you think?" And he said, "It was terrifying for 75 minutes. And I said, "Well, I thought it went really well." And he goes, "Hey, if you thought it went well, then great." But he's like, "I can barely watch myself."
Well, it's hard to do so far. Well, I haven't got used to it yet.
Well, for the audience out there, you were easy to look at.
I appreciate it.
Oh, I think it went great.
The whole thing was...
It's good. I'm happy.
It's a great
Very
film.
Happy.
So what's next for you?
Well, we've still got a few more months of festivals. So part of what I'm doing, kind of part of what you're doing as well, because Trevor's an executive producer on the project, so he's not just an actor on it. I'm a producer on the project too. So one of the next things I'd like to do after we hit a few more festivals is to try to get it into distribution, whether that's on video on demand platforms or what have you. We'll see how it goes. But that's kind of like the next job with this project. A lot of people don't realize that once you finish the film, that's not the end
of
it.
Right.
You got to sell it, you know?
I mean, I've talked to a lot of people in the past week, and the writing is one part, the filming is the next, then the post-production can be over 3 years, and then it's the distribution. So,
right.
But do you have another film inside of you that you're getting ready?
I do. I have a bunch of different scripts going right now, and I'm looking to hopefully start writing the next one soon.
And the writing's so good. I'm so excited for just keep writing. The second I read this script, I mean, I fell in love. I was laughing out loud, legit, every time I read it. And it's just like, it's good. I'm excited. He's a great writer.
And Trevor, what's next? I mean, you're a singer, so tell me what's
happening. I'm in a band, O-Town. We're just touring around this summer. We got this called the Pop 2000 Tour.
Okay.
With Lance Bass from NSYNC. He's the host.
You got a website you want
to? You can go to otownofficial.com and check it out. Yeah.
And did I hear you write your music too? Or
I also do. I'm also branching out and doing my own solo music.
Great.
Separate from the band, I'm actually going to be opening for the band on next August 19th at the Troubadour in LA. It'll be my first show.
So you're going to open for the band
and then
continue
in the
band?
Yeah.
That's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome day. I'm going to open and close the show. When have you ever seen that before?
Right. Have a nap that afternoon.
Yeah, I'll definitely have a nap.
Eat your fruit.
Or I'll just be on, I'll just be super excited all day.
Well, I want to thank you both. You both have tremendous talent, both as a writer, director for Darren, and then acting and singing for Trevor. And I'm looking forward to seeing what your next projects will be.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having us. Appreciate you having us.
Thank you. So before we leave, I'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors, Blog Talk Radio, for providing an excellent platform for our podcast. And also, we've been broadcasting all these podcasts from A Tease Cafe in Kew Gardens. They serve wonderful organic coffee and tea, and they've been our official festival lounge. We complete our festival on August 12th, so you still have one more day to take part of their 10% discount on coffee and baked goods, and continue, even though our festival is about to close, continue looking at our website, www.kewgardensfestivalofcinema.org. We may be ending for this year, but we know we'll be back next year. And looking at the website, you could reminisce about some of the great movies that you've seen this year, and also see what our future plans are. Anybody out there that has a film can put it up for possible being seen next year. And thank you so much. This is Craig Horsley signing off. Bye.